Welcome back, everyone. Today we are taking a deep dive into something pretty cool, physics-informed neural networks. You might know them as PINs.
Yeah, they're definitely making waves.
That's right. You sent us some info on them, and now we're going to unpack all of it right here, right now.
Awesome.
So to kick things off, maybe you could tell us, like, what's the big deal about PINs? Why should we even care about them?
Well, imagine being able to solve some of the most complex problems in science and engineering, but like way faster and more efficiently than we ever could before.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Sign me up. But how?
That's where PINs come in. They're this really cool blend of physics and artificial intelligence. See, traditionally we use these things called PDEs to model all sorts of real-world phenomena, right?
PDEs, right? Yeah. Like partial differential equations. They describe how stuff behaves, like how heat spreads or how a plane flies. I remember those from college, kinda.
Exactly. But solving those PDEs can be a real pain, especially for super complicated systems. Like the go-to method, finite element modeling, it works, but it can be really slow and computationally expensive.
So, like, imagine trying to simulate the airflow over an entire airplane. That's got to be a ton of calculations.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where PINs offer a whole new perspective. Instead of just crunching numbers, they actually bake the physics of the problem right into the AI. It's like teaching a computer about the laws of physics, not just giving it data.
Hmm. Okay, so it's not just about data anymore.
Hmm.
The PINs actually understand the rules of the game, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So they can learn and adapt way better than traditional methods. Plus, they can tackle problems that would have taken like forever with traditional methods.
Wow, that's a game changer for sure. So where are we seeing PINs make the biggest impact so far? What kind of real-world applications are we talking about?
Well, one really cool example is in fluid dynamics. So think about designing more aerodynamic cars or planes. PINs can simulate the airflow in a way that's like super precise and way faster than before.
So we could potentially see some crazy new designs thanks to PINs. Hyper-efficient airplanes or something.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just aircraft. Think about designing quieter wind turbines or optimizing the flow in pipelines. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
This is reminding me of that other field you mentioned, acoustics, right? Like using PINs to design better noise cancellation tech.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it goes even deeper than just noise cancellation. We can design sound in completely new ways. Think concert halls with perfect acoustics, or even creating soundscapes that can, like, influence our moods.
Wow, that's getting a little sci-fi.
Wow.
So we've got fluid dynamics, acoustics. What other areas are ripe for PINs disruption?
Structural engineering is another big one. PINs could be used to design buildings and bridges that are, like, way stronger and safer, while also using less material.
So basically making everything more efficient and sustainable.
Exactly. And since PINs are so good at handling complex systems, they can also be used to model, like, the spread of diseases or even predict earthquakes.
It's incredible to think about the sheer range of potential applications here. You know, you mentioned that PINs are all about incorporating physics into AI.
Yeah.
But can they still use real-world data, too? Like, what if you have sensor readings or something?
That's a great question. And the answer is yes. While PINs are grounded in physics, they can also incorporate data from the real world. This means they can adapt and refine their predictions based on actual observations, making them even more powerful for solving those messy real-world problems.
So it's like they've got the best of both worlds. They understand the underlying physics, but can also learn from real-world experience.
Precisely. It's this hybrid approach that makes PINs so promising.
So, considering all this potential, I gotta ask, what gets you the most fired up about PINs? What's the dream scenario you'd love to see these networks tackle? That's something for you all out there to think about as well. What crazy problem would you unleash the power of PINs on? Let us know. And until next time.